Dave, I have a very quick question for you.
Yes.
Banana bread.
Yes.
On its own, are you a fan?
Yes.
Thank you.
Love it. Well, just, it's great. It's very, very good. I could have that for breakfast with a coffee. I could have that in the afternoon with a cup of tea. At night after dinner for a brief, small, simple dessert if you don't want to get crazy. It's such a useful, multi-purpose cake. Who doesn't like this?
So what I'm saying is it can't stand on its own. It has to
have
butter, peanut butter, or something like that. Or you have to have chocolate chips in it. On its own, it is inedible. Inedible.
Inedible.
That's right.
How?
That's what I'm saying. Inedible. And I can't do it.
Like, I mean, if we're talking about, you know, if we're talking about, like, mushrooms or whatever, like, literal fungus, I can grant you inedible. But, like, banana cake is not inedible. You may not like it, but it's not inedible, Strutty.
Oh, it's inedible, all right. And I can't do it. I won't be a part of it. I bought it the other day when
I went
golfing.
Do you like bananas?
I do like bananas, but, you know, there's not a lot of things you can put bananas in. I don't want to get in a whole situation here, but it's just like the pumpkin. They put it into, you know, those pumpkin pies and then they top with stuff that's good. Same thing with banana bread. On its own, it's inedible. You have to add butter. You have to add the nuts, the chocolate chips, etc.
Throw in a few cacao nibs next time, and that'll really spice it up.
It was a big bat. I don't want to get into last week, honestly, I almost took the whole station down over this. Connor was begging me to stop talking. I couldn't help myself, though. It was crazy.
Dave, the Stanley Cup champs, hey, they were on the ropes, but they came out swinging, and they get to Colorado, albeit it's only one game. And now there's Kucherov's banged up potentially. We know Braden Point's not going to play, it sounds like, for game four. What did you make of the pushback for the champs, and do you think they have a few more left in them?
Well, I would have been a lot more confident in that if Nikita Kucherov had to come out of that game injury-free. And, you know, Nick Paul was able to get through the game. We'll see if he tightens up. You know, at this point, I wouldn't guarantee that he plays. It looks like he will, but we got to see. But, man, if Kucherov is unavailable, to be without Kucherov and Braden Point, I know Tampa Bay's made a habit of finding ways to win Stanley Cups without key players like they did Steven Stamkos a couple of years ago, and they haven't had Braden Point for really, by and large, the majority of these playoffs. They've gotten to this point. To lose Kucherov as well, after the way he played last night, he was a huge part in the win. Without that, I don't know if they have quite enough horses left in the stable.
I honestly think that the game two was a complete domination by the Avs. I don't think we can say there was a domination by Tampa. I think that Avs goalie let him down. The goal, Cirelli and Maroon's goal are completely unacceptable goals. And I think that they're just able to get pucks and bodies to the net. And now they know if they get into the middle of that ice and they get some shots on these guys, they're gonna score. So I don't think it was that, like, the second game was a complete ownership by the Avs. This game, I don't know. I mean, 6-2. I don't think that reflected the type of game it was there, big boy.
I mean, I think Colorado was in the game to an extent, but you're right. Some of the goals that went in, like, I need to stop there every now and again. And I was listening to Marty Biron earlier today, and he made a really interesting point. Obviously, he knows goaltending certainly better than I do. But he said, here's a guy that is coming off injuries, right? Darcy Kuemper, the head injuries. It was kind of unclear what he was dealing with at times earlier in the playoffs, concussion situations in the past. He said he looked a little tentative on both of those goals where, you know, as much as Cirelli lost the puck as he tried to make the move, this was a goalie who was backing in other words, looking to mitigate contact, where if you are playing strong and you hold your ground, you know, you set up and say, look, if you want to get through me, bud, right this way, but I'm not giving up the ground. I'm not backing in. Same thing on the Patty Maroon goal. He didn't stand up in the crease. He was kind of backing in, and as he backed in, net got larger and it went right up off his blocker and into the net. So the goaltending was bad, and I think that's Tampa's advantage. If they can get to Darcy Kuemper or Pavel Francouz, if that's who they decide to go with in game four, I think they can get to those guys. And it brings back what I thought before the deadline, if you're Joe Sakic, I mean, really, your one area of minor concern, or maybe even more than minor concern, is the goaltending. I was surprised he didn't go out and get another NHL-caliber goalie. And right now, certainly after Game 3, it looks like that could come back to bite Colorado if Tampa Bay can continue to test them. Game 2, ask me how Darcy Kuemper played. No idea. I couldn't tell you because they never got anywhere near him. You or I could have been standing in there. I'd say that with hyperbole to make a point. Probably not. But the point is they never got anywhere near him. If you can get to those guys, I think you can make something happen if you're Tampa Bay.
Dave McCarthy from SiriusXM joins us. Dave, the NHL Awards will be announced tonight on a TV show. Who do you think wins the Hart? Who would you have voted number one for the Hart?
I think I would have gone with Austin Matthews if I had a vote. Not because I live in Toronto and I cover the Maple Leafs or anything like that. But when you score 60 goals, I mean, that's quite something. And we don't see that very often in the NHL. I think it's been 10 years since the last time we had seen that when Steven Stamkos did it. So, you know, 50 goals is pretty darn cool. And not too many guys get to that level. But when you get to 60, now we're talking a different echelon. And for something like that that gets accomplished so infrequently, you know, and on a good team too, right? The Leafs were a good team during the regular season, and people are laughing right now. I know they lost the first round, but the awards are voted on based on the regular season. On a good team too, I think an accomplishment like that deserves to be recognized.
What about the top D-man award? Who do you slide it into for this one?
Roman Josi was unbelievable down the stretch for this Nashville team, and without him, I don't think Nashville comes anywhere close to making the playoffs. Like, look at the disparity in scoring on his own team as a defenseman that Roman Josi put up. Like, he was that good. Looks like he was putting up 3 points a game from like guess March onwards. It was unbelievable the run that he was on. So, you know, Cale Makar, I think if Colorado wins the Cup, maybe even if they don't win the Cup, I think he could win the Conn Smythe. He's been that good. Like, he's got, what, 26 points in however many games they played, what, 15, 16, something like that? He's off the hook in the playoffs. But in the regular season, I think Roman Josi might have passed him down the stretch. And, again, a lot of these awards come down to what have you done for me lately, recency bias. Josi was incredible down the stretch, so I wouldn't be surprised if he takes it.
I had Roman Josi as my number one for the Hart, in fact. He did something
really?
That only
yeah.
one other defenseman in NHL history has ever done. He was so bad. That Nashville team, I don't think, you know, is that good without him. And so I voted him for the Hart, so I had him number one for my Norris as well. And we'll see where it goes. I'm very intrigued by the Pearson, because if I got, not the Pearson, sorry, the Ted Lindsay, because
right.
if I was voting for the Ted Lindsay, I would have voted McDavid. But I don't, I'm fascinated to see how the players are, because I think that the Lindsay is going to come down to McDavid or Matthews.
Who was the third nominee again? Just refresh my memory.
Well, they didn't put out any of the three nominees.
Oh, they didn't put out nominees?
Yeah, because
oh,
the players
okay.
vote
yeah.
on that. So
yeah,
they never
yeah, yeah.
They never released the votes for that one, which
right,
is
right, right. Yeah, I mean, like, McDavid was otherworldly too. And I think he at times suffers from sort of LeBron James-itis when he was in his prime in the NBA. It's like every year you could give it to the guy, but I think people get to the point where they're like, wow, I can't give it to him every year. So people look elsewhere. But when you continue to be as dominant as McDavid does, not his fault, he's that much better than everybody else during the regular season, he does deserve to get recognized. So, like I said, I wouldn't be surprised if Matthews wins the Hart, but McDavid deserves recognition as well. And amongst his peers, I think a lot of guys look at McDavid and say, man, he just does things every day on the ice that most guys can't even dream of doing. You know, like I was talking to Matty Calvert the other day on the brunch, asked him about playing with Cale Makar his last year in Colorado there, and he's like, you know, I consider myself an NHL player. In other words, I think I'm not too bad. And then you just sit there on the bench, and he said we'd turn around and look at each other and be like, what the hell was that? Can I go out there? No, I can't do that. You know? So he said if National League players are saying that about a teammate, that really goes to show you how incredible he is. And I think, you know, Makar, McDavid, they do things that you just never see done, really, at all on the ice during a regular basis.
Davey, always good to catch up with you, man. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your banana bread snack maybe later tonight or for breakfast tomorrow morning.
Yep, I'll have to bake up another loaf. It's good stuff.